Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider Report for the week of April 18th, 2011. In UFO news, FBI documents were released a few weeks ago, and as many would look for, there was one that stuck out about the Roswell, New Mexico incident. The release states that the Air Force informed the FBI branch in Dallas, Texas, that a flying disc was recovered in Roswell, New Mexico on July 8, 1947. The recovered disc was said to be a, quote, hexagonal in shape and was suspended from a balloon by a cable, unquote. It goes on to state that the object resembles a high-altitude weather balloon with a radar and that it was being transported to Wright Field Base for examination. The cable ends with the line, quote, no further investigation being conducted, unquote. Not exactly what many were hoping for, but what many people expected to see. To see reports of other interesting paranormal and anomalous topics the FBI has files on, visit vault.fbi.gov. In October of 2010, there was a mass UFO sighting in New York City. The news traveled fast via Twitter and Facebook, and not to mention the media, but a solid investigation was not done during the incidents that purportedly took place all day long. Now, a 1-800 number has been created for residents of New York City to report their UFO findings. The unfortunate side to the story is that it doesn't seem as though the hotline will lead to any kind of investigations. It will only serve as a way for people to voice their sightings without feeling as though they will be ridiculed. In my thought, it might be better if people in New York City familiarize themselves with their local MUFON representatives. Video purportedly showing a UFO hovering over the damaged Fukushima nuclear power plant in Japan has sparked a large debate. The video was shot by a helicopter crew and shows a large, cigar-shaped object hovering over the power plant. Many have immediately jumped to the conclusion that this was a UFO. Javier Ortega of GhostTheory.com suggests that the UFO could be a train moving in the distance, due to the fact that there are tracks in the area, or were. Many quickly pointed out that this could not be possible as most, if not all, of the tracks were damaged during the quake, and that with the power plant radiation it would more than likely not be running even if they were not damaged. After watching the video numerous times myself, I will make an official conclusion. I feel it is actually a reflection from the inside of the helicopter as the camera films through the plastic window. While I do not have proof of this since I don't know what kind of helicopter or camera is involved, it seems to me to be the most logical answer. The helicopter is moving right to left in front of the plant and the camera is moving to the right to keep the power plant in frame. As the camera makes subtle movements, the large white object appears to move. Links to these stories can be found in the Paranexus Anomalous News feed, which I personally update for Paranexus at paranexus.org or at paranewsinsider.com. Questions, comments could be directed to insider at paranewsinsider.com. Conferences, conventions, festivals, and other paranormal gatherings. I would like to talk about a special event coming up in just over a month. It's called Improving Paranormal Investigation with History. It takes place on Saturday, June 4th at 2:30 to 11 p.m. in Kernersville, North Carolina, which is about an hour and a half north of Charlotte, North Carolina, and 2 hours south of Roanoke, Virginia. The cost is $40 per person, and all proceeds go to the Carner's Folly Operation Restoration Campaign. The event is summed up as a gathering for investigators by investigators. Some aspects that will be discussed during this conference: relationship between historic properties and investigation, scientific and religious approaches to the paranormal, effective historical research, ethics, EVP study, prototype equipment, experimental techniques, and evidence from the location. What is this gathering? The event is catered to investigators based in North Carolina and Virginia who want to take their skills to the next level. Many para events feature well-known personalities. The symposium is a little different in that the focus is on investigators and investigation. There are no famous folks, although we love them, and no ghost hunts, just education and dialogue with like-minded colleagues. For more information on this event, visit carnersfolly.org, that is carnersfolly.org. This sounds like a fantastic event and something that we definitely need a lot more of. I highly encourage anyone who is interested in this type of event to not only attend this, but look at other organizations that are already established, such as Paranexus, at paranexus.org, P-A-R-A-N-E-X-U-S. Also coming up on May 6th and the 7th is the Great Appalachian Spook Show in McConnellsville, Ohio. For more information on these conferences and conventions, visit our events page at paranewsinsider.com. If you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, please let us know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. Be sure to visit the Grandar Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com, on Facebook, and live every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on fateradio.com. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next week on the Grandar Conspiracy on Fate Radio. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.